Let there be light. I am wondering how you are getting along. Confident, of course, that you are doing pretty well. Suppose you give me a buzz or write a note. Let there be light is the perpetual command of the Almighty, and His commands are obeyed. This denotes that there can be no dimness on your premises. They are thoroughly lighted. Indeed, all the earth is visible to you, adequately visible, because the seeing apparatus, which is part of that perfect man God made you, is constantly in operation. Nothing which you need to see can be hidden. Have faith, and if at any time your faith seems a bit weak, ask, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. Your faith should make you whole, and I believe it will. The continuous fact is that mind, with all its attributes, bodies forth in you. And among its attributes are the fadeless faculties of sight and hearing. They are better named, as you know, perception and understanding. You have them both beyond peradventure. That straining anxious eyes toward an uncertain future as a cause for blurred vision is nonsense, is it not? Such human cause as may be, you will, if necessary, find in some other direction. The glorious fact, as we have pointed out before, is this. Sight, your sight, the only sight there is a faculty of omniscient mind. Therefore, sight is unfailing. Your sight is unfailing. It is keen and tireless and enduring. Admit it 100 times a day. And while you are admitting, admit boldly and audaciously that this world needs you, that there is some position for you to fill, and that a way thereto will be found. You do not have to be idle 24 hours, and you do not have to submit to the lying imposition known as impaired vision. Sight is a faculty of mind, hence is faultless. You have this mind. Indeed, in technical language, you are its compound idea, which means, if it means anything, that you are a composite of its faculties of sight, hearing, knowing. The impairment you mention has never touched you. It presently will dissipate if you think and talk along the lines here indicated. It is the very nature of mind to see and hear and understand. Mind cannot do otherwise. Whose mind are we talking about? Well, there is only one, the all-comprehending mind we call God. That mind is yours in the measure you need it. You are using it in reading this letter. This very mind does your seeing. Hence it is that your sight is adequate. Talk to yourself along these lines, insisting that such is the case. Circulation and all your functions must conform to the divine rule of unlabored movement. There can be no interruption of peace and harmony at any point of your economy, because the Almighty is there, directing and propelling all action and establishing unimpeachable wholeness and soundness.